Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Welcome, it's Anne Nelson. This week, we're talking to David Hine. David has an interesting story. David and his wife, Valerie, were feeling a bit bored in their retired lives and needed a new challenge. So they set out and found a low-cost business that served a few purposes with surprising benefits. So have a listen to their story. Welcome, David.
Thank you, Anne. Nice to be on your show.
David is an independent distributor for Herbalife and he is here to share his story. Please tell me about your background prior to retiring and joining Herbalife.
Thanks, Anne. I was actually born in South Africa. I attended school there, or primary school. I moved back to Australia, which is where my parents originally came from. That's where I completed my high school education. I've worked in various fields for about 10 years after leaving school and then started a career in hearing services, which continued for the next 30 years.
Right. Did you have any selling or business experience?
A lot, I guess. In my early years, I had a go at selling insurance. I sold real estate, relocatable homes, confectionery, fruit and vegetables. And then, of course, there was 30 years of in the hearing industry, which was basically selling hearing aids. So, yes, I've had a lot of experience. And during that time, I was actually one of the top salespeople in one of the the last company I worked for before I went privately out on my own.
Had you used the product before you joined the Herbalife group?
No, I'd heard about Herbalife, but I'd never actually used it at all. I never tried it. Didn't know much about it.
Did you actually decide to go out and join the Herbalife group? When did that happen?
Okay, well, after we retired, my partner, Valerie, and I, well, we soon got sick of sitting around the house doing crossword puzzles and Sudoku and watching midday matinees. So at that time, I'd started a charity program, a project in Nepal to provide people with free hearing services. And Valerie came up with the idea of taking on some part-time work to help finance the hearing clinic. And it was actually she who discovered Herbalife and urged me to become involved as her first guinea pig. And after 3 months on a weight loss program, I was convinced that she'd made a very smart choice.
Is it a high or a low cost to get started? How much money, roughly, would it take to get started in this business?
Okay, well, just to give you an idea, when I retired from my previous business, that was to sell that as a business was worth over $1 million. To go back into that on my own again, it would be several hundred thousand dollars that I would have to invest to go into a business. To join a Herbalife business, you can be joined for under $80. And that's it. You get a sales kit with training manuals, various odds and ends, and most importantly, you get an international ID number, which enables you to trade and do business in 94 different countries around the world.
Wow, that's a really low-cost startup price.
Yeah, anyone could be involved in that, so you don't have to be a super millionaire.
Could appeal to a lot of people. So who is your ideal client?
Let me think about that. I'd have to say my ideal client has turned out to be my own twin brother, Peter. He doesn't resemble me in any way, and he's about 6 inches shorter than I am. And when Valerie and I first started Herbalife business, I was keen to put Peter on a weight loss program, as he was grossly obese. He needed at least 25 kilograms to be lost. I was really concerned for his health. Feared that he'd end up getting diabetes or a heart attack or something. But he wouldn't have a bar of any dieting or weight loss programs and was even angry if I ever even mentioned it. So I had to bite my tongue and really say nothing. And then at the beginning of this year, around Christmas time, it was actually Peter and his partner came looking for help because they realized they did have serious health problems. So we put them both on a weight loss program, and Peter had an instant result. He was losing almost a kilogram a week, and by mid-year had lost more than 20 kilograms. So he's really starting to look a whole lot better. He's still got a way to go yet, but yeah, it's been very satisfactory result from Peter. But his partner died, by contrast. She has retired herself, and really she's only shed a few kilos over that time and really needs to get serious like my brother did.
That's interesting. Must be very encouraging for you when you do get good results. Can you tell me about Herbalife as a business and what sort of product you sell?
The Herbalife model is what's known as a multi-level marketing system. And in Australia, it comes under the umbrella of direct selling organisations. You can't buy Herbalife products through retail outlets, but you have to get your products through a licensed independent Herbalife distributor like Valerie, who ensures that you get the right advice and support when utilising one of the nutrition programs. And apart from our nutrition products, which are ideal for weight gain or weight loss or general well-being, we also have a range of skincare products, one of which I actually use myself to reduce the wrinkling of the skin around my face. I'm getting old, you know, and it makes a big difference. I was amazed. I've never been into cosmetics, but within about 2 weeks of using the stuff, the lines were starting to disappear around my eyes. Yeah, the founder of Herbalife, a guy called Mark Hughes, wanted to provide everyone in the world with good nutrition. That was his ultimate goal. And it wasn't just about selling. He set up a foundation that feeds over 120,000 children every day in different parts of the world. And Herbalife, as well as being big on nutrition and general health, they're also the ideal model is a healthy, active lifestyle, and in so doing, they run free fitness clubs all around the world. So you can go along and spend an hour, a couple of times a week, and just do various exercises. There's also free yoga and dance fit and all sorts of other things that we do. We even have a centre here in Townsville.
Is that just for Herbalife members?
No, anyone can come, and there's no pressure to buy Herbalife products or anything like that. You can just come along and enjoy the fellowship and the good fun that we have. And, we certainly often do a little talk about nutrition and good health, and we often have movies which talk about things like reading labels on food and dieting and right choices of food and healthy balanced diets and things like that. So it's education and it's fun.
Did you have any help getting started, any mentors along the way?
One of the outstanding aspects of Herbalife is it's got a very impressive support system. Generally, you're supported by the person who introduces you to the business in the first place. But often they may be people that live a long distance away. However, Herbalife's very much like a family. We're a very closely knit bunch, and most distributors are more than willing to help each other. We have numerous local training meetings, swapping ideas, information about different products, different results that people have got. We have things on the internet, webinars. We have national conferences, international conferences. In fact, Valerie and I were in Missouri earlier this year and Chicago the year before. So, you get around, and there's all sorts of exciting things that are available if you really want to get into it. Oh. Next year we hope to go to England.
You're travelling the world courtesy of Herbalife.
Well, if you work at it, there's all those sorts of opportunities that are available for anyone who wants to really get involved.
What recommendations could you make to someone who wants to learn about becoming part of Herbalife?
For a start, I'd just suggest they come along to what we call a business opportunity meeting. We talk all about it and show them how it works, through any questions. But it's like any business, one has to be really motivated, willing to put in the hard yards and be patient. As Malcolm Fraser once said, life wasn't meant to be easy. That anyone who wants to work hard, the rewards are certainly available for them. Yes, so what they do is come along, and if it sounds like it's something you'd like to try, for under $80, you can have a go at it. Couldn't be much easier than that.
What do you think holds people back from starting a business and achieving their goals?
Well, I guess you only have to look at the population in general. There's the cream that rises to the top, and there's others that aren't willing to have a go, and they lack ambition or courage, and above all, they listen to incorrect advice. There's lots of knockers in the world, and they can't think of anything better than to knock something that they're not willing to have a go themselves. But I think, you need the ambition, you need to take that first step. That's what holds people back, taking the first step.
Can be challenging, I suppose. What have you found are the best methods or strategies for keeping oneself motivated and focused?
Okay, well, I think, you know, by setting huge goals and trying to do everything at once is a big mistake, and it's a recipe for disaster. You're far better off setting realistic goals and moving forward just one step at a time. When you consider the alternatives out there in the community at the moment, there's not much else going around. And where else can you get into an opportunity that offers so much for so little reason?
What is the most common questions you get asked, and what's your answers?
I guess we're often asked to compare our products with the latest food fads. You only have to look on the media or in magazines. There's always some new diet, some new superfood that's been discovered deep in the Amazonian jungles or something like that. And it's a simple answer to everybody's dreams, but it doesn't work. Like, our standard reply for people who ask those sort of questions is, we don't know about that. All I know is what has worked exceptionally well for me and many of the other people that we've dealt with. And these are real situations. They're not just fairy tales. And I guess that's all you can do. I mean, all these silly things that people come up with nowadays, one fad and it lasts for about a month, and then there's the next thing coming around, and none of them work. You've got to be prepared to, your client has to be prepared to knuckle down and do what the advice you give them, and you've got to work hard at being able to provide that help.
Is it a business that you can expand?
Yes, most certainly. You can just go into the business and just maybe have one or two clients, or you can, if you provide well-designed nutrition programs for your clients, which get good results, some of your clients are keen to join, and they want to join the business because they see how well it works. So we slowly build up a network of recruits, and they're on their own distributorships. Ships. So you can gradually build them up. Some people in Herbalife have built huge networks, whereas there's others with very small networks, or some that just like ourselves just intend to slowly build up and find people that we really like to work with and who are serious about it.
How about giving us some tips on reaching greater levels of success?
Well, okay. Like any small business, anything that I've ever been involved in, perseverance is probably the most important thing. Things don't just happen overnight. You've got to keep working. Times are tough. Nobody's spending money at the moment. And as in the case of all small businesses, you just have to work hard and be patient. So that's number one, perseverance. Secondly, you have to be prepared to work with others. Although you can succeed in the business, it's advantageous to have someone like Valerie and I work together. It's important that you've got somebody to encourage you. It really helps when you're feeling that you're not getting anywhere, the other one supports you and vice versa. So I think it's great. It's not only just your own partner, but other people in the organisations. We all help with one another, and it's for the community, and it's within our own community that we're able to build up our relationships and our expertise in the whole business. You've got to learn not to take rejection seriously. Not everybody wants to lose weight in a hurry. Not everybody wants to buy the motor cars that you're selling or the house or whatever. It doesn't mean that they're rejecting you. It's just that they're not ready to purchase whatever it is that you would like them to purchase. So you've got to be patient. And we have great products and programs. And when somebody really wants some help, we're there willing to help them get on with it. So perseverance, working with others, and definitely don't take rejection seriously.
David, that sounds like really great advice there. What are some other benefits of being in Herbalife?
On a personal level, if you use the products properly, you'll feel the difference. Almost immediately you feel energized. The difference between just eating normal food and having good nutrition with all the proteins, minerals, vitamins, everything that your body needs makes a huge difference to the way you feel. Even within a few weeks, you start to feel better, much better. And apart from how you feel, you have an opportunity to earn a living with earnings commensurate with the work you put into it. And there's nothing like the buzz you get by seeing somebody whose life has been held back by their miserable health suddenly blooming and starting to feel a whole lot better and getting some bounce back into their life.
Just on a final few questions, how has life changed for you, having this business in your retired life?
Yeah. As I mentioned in the beginning, we were sitting around doing crosswords and watching movies. We don't do that anymore. We have an interest that gets us out in touch with like-minded people who want to live healthy, happy, active lifestyles. People who want the freedom to work where they like, when they like, and for how long they like. And that's pretty cool.
Do you enjoy what you do?
I guess it's like everything else. It has its moments, but by and large, working with this international company has many rewards. I'd say I enjoy it more than anything else I've ever done in my life as far as work goes. Yeah, it's been a great ride.
Well, that's the most important thing, is to enjoy what we're doing, isn't it? So what's the most satisfying part of your career?
Being your own boss makes for an easy lifestyle. So it's very flexible. If you want to take time off, you can take it off. You're not constrained by having a boss telling you when and where and what to do. Seeing the dramatic changes in the health of other people you have along the way is very, very satisfying. By and large, it's a very satisfying experience.
That's terrific to hear. What have you experienced when creating change in people?
Well, I guess we've had a number of, in the short space of time we've been going, there's been a number of people that we've had really great results with. And when you get a call from somebody who, within a month, said, God, I didn't realise that it was possible to feel as well as I'm feeling now. I mean, that's just such a great buzz for us, as well as what it must be like for them. Be able to improve somebody's lifestyle and make friends for life with those people, what more could you ask for?
Sounds very rewarding. Before you go, what is your greatest passion in life?
I think I mentioned before I had this hearing project in Nepal, and I'd like to continue with my involvement in that. And with the Herbalife business, it's certainly enabling me to help fund that project. So that's a passion that I'm deeply involved with and wish to continue.
Do you ever ask or get donations from anyone else to help with your project?
Yes, a couple of years ago I joined Rotary International. One of the volunteers I had on my project out in Nepal was actually a colleague of mine when I was working. She was a Rotarian and suggested that I join Rotary and that they'd be interested in the project. So they've certainly been very active in helping support the project. So that working with them is great. It's not only that project. We do other projects for, treating polio around the world and things like that. I've also been a member of Toastmasters International, as you know about that, Anne, don't you?
I joined Toastmasters too, and it's helping me as well.
Yeah, it's a great organisation for developing communication skills and good friendships, and I've been involved with them for 35 years now, and I'm still as keen to go to the meetings as I used to be.
Sounds like you've got enough there to keep you motivated in retirement and busy. Thanks for your valuable insights. It's been a pleasure talking to you. It's always been a pleasure spending time with you. How would the listeners, if they wanted to find out more about becoming part of the Herbalife team, what would they do? Who would they, where would they go to make contact?
Well, I can give you my mobile and Valerie's mobile number, and I'll just repeat it slowly. So if somebody's dashing off to get a pencil, they can jot these down. My own number, David, that is 042-896-1744, or Valerie 04-000-67843, or they can email david.valerie, and Valerie for your information and your listeners is valerie at hotmail.com. And any one of those should be able to get hold of us. Thank you, for having me on your program.
Thanks very much. It's been a pleasure talking with David. You've been listening to Retire Well, Retire Happy, and we've been, this is part of our series on learning how to reinvent yourself in retirement.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.